as an Asian turned new New Zealander who practiced as a barrister and solicitor in Auckland, I did act for quite a few Asian clients. So I was actually encouraged by the Asian community leaders and members to stand as a candidate for the Labour Party. I think my upbringing has played a very important role. My parents, together with my brothers and sisters and brother-in-law and sister-in-law, are all medical doctors. For my parents, in their early 30s, they volunteered to move from big capital city to a very small, remote countryside town to help the locals fight a parasitic disease. So I was born in that very small, remote countryside town. As a little boy, I witnessed how my parents helped the locals. And I guess subconsciously, I was exposed to what, in hindsight, I realized a kind of a concept of social justice and equality and equity. So that's why Labour Party's vision of strong and inclusive community matters to me and is very important to everyone. And I share that sort of a passion. I used to be a journalist. So journalist is somebody or doing a kind of a profession which you are never afraid of controversy, right? And never afraid of challenges. And then followed up by my experience in the legal sector. So both in combination are a kind of a profession which you have to be trained to face challenges as passionately as possible. So as far as politics is concerned, it's nothing but challenges, which I welcome them. Part of my portfolio is to promote culture exchange, and by way of culture exchange, promote integration. So I don't think it's in the best interest of new New Zealanders or migrants if they stick to themselves within their little patch, eat their own ethnic food and read their own ethnic books or newspapers. It's not terribly healthy. So what I'm doing is I try to build up a bridge between the two communities. Another reason why I was encouraged to enter into politics and become a member of the parliament is because the wider Asian communities or their members have viewed me as kind of a paradigm for integration.
How different is it to be a list MP?
For list MP, basically it means you belong to everybody. For me in particular, I am a Labour Party's first MP of Chinese ethnicity, so I feel obliged to provide my services to the overall Chinese communities nationwide. And again, because of my portfolio roles and also my select committee membership, my focus is really to work hard in those areas. So list MP, again, if I can oversimplify it by saying it means you belong to everybody, and which means you have to travel quite extensively nationwide to make yourself available to attend all sorts of different functions, meetings and dialogue.
What is your opinion on the anti-smacking debate?
The so-called anti-smacking law is not pretty much about anti-smacking or pro-anti-smacking or for anti-smacking law. It's about Section 59, right? So it's about removal of a reasonable force defense contained in Section 59 of the Crimes Act. The whole question contained in that sort of a referendum is very misleading. So basically, by providing the answer with a yes or no, you pretty much have no idea what you are talking about. So that referendum is doomed to fail in the first place. So what I cannot understand is how come the government would spend like $9 million for doing something which will achieve nothing. And they knew that from the very beginning.